Did you guys get a good look at it? I'm going to go hide it. That's all I'm going to think about is winning this trophy the whole time. All right? Everybody see it? Okay. I'm going to put it up now. We are... It is. I'm fleeing temptation right now, Austin. I'm putting it away. We are in a series called The Prayer Practices. We've been talking about the practices of Jesus all year. We've covered a lot, or we're going to cover a lot of them by the end of the year. We've covered Sabbath and fasting so far. Those are up on our website or on Facebook if you've missed a couple here and there and want to catch up and kind of keep the whole thing cohesive, I guess. But today we're going to continue our prayer series. So last week we talked about prayer as talking to God. But today we're going to talk about another aspect of prayer, which is listening, right? Talking, listening. Makes sense, right? So we're going to talk about listening prayer today. There's a man from the city who decided he needed an escape from all the noise and the busyness of life. So he bought a small cabin in the mountains and used it as a weekend retreat. He worked in the city, constant traffic, endless notifications, meeting after meeting. His life was very loud. Not just physically loud, but mentally loud. His mind was always racing, always thinking about the next thing that had to be done. He needed a break. So the first weekend, he drives up to the cabin and he expected it to feel peaceful immediately. But when he arrived, something strange happened. The silence actually bothered him. There were no sirens. There was no traffic. There was no hum of appliances, no TV on in the background, just the wind and the trees. So he sits on the porch his first evening and he feels almost uncomfortable. The quiet felt foreign to him and his instinct was to pull out his phone and scroll social media or play music to fill the space with something. But the catch was there was no cell service because he's in the mountains. So he just sat there. At first, all he could hear was the noise inside his own head, unfinished tasks at work or conversations from the week or worries about Monday. But after about 20 minutes, something shifted within him and he began to notice things that he hadn't noticed before. The chirping of crickets and the leaves brushing up against each other in the wind and the sound of a creek nearby. Now these sounds had been there all along, right? They were just drowned out by noise. And he thought to himself, I didn't realize how loud my life was until I stepped into silence. And I think many of us would say the same thing about our lives. We want to hear God, and we believe that He speaks, but our lives are so full and so noisy that even when if He whispers, we're going to miss it. And the problem isn't always that God is silent. Sometimes it's that we haven't sat in silence or stillness long enough to hear His voice. So today the invitation isn't to talk more in prayer, it's to sit in prayer long enough to listen. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody where they had the conversation? You know, they did most of the talking. You sit down across from them. Austin, did you say no? Oh, okay. Yeah, we're tracking. You sit down across from them. They launch into their stories, their schedule, their frustrations, their opinions, and their needs. Every time you try to respond, they just keep going. There's no pause, no space. They barely even take a breath. There's nowhere for your voice to even land. When it's over, you walk away thinking, I don't even think it mattered that I was there. Now, here's a question for us. What if that's the way our prayer life feels sometimes? We come to God and we tell Him what we need, and then we ask Him for help and we thank Him, and then we vent a little bit and we say amen, and then we move on. We talk a lot, but do we listen? And for many of us, prayer has become a one-sided conversation, a monologue instead of a dialogue. But prayer at its core is relationship, and no relationship can grow without listening. So if God is personal and he's relational and he's present, and everything we know about God would suggest that he is these things, then prayer must include listening and not simply talking. So last week we discovered that God's inviting us to talk. This week we're discovering that he's inviting us to listen. That takes us to our first stop for the day. God is a speaking God. So we're going to begin in 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 10. We're going to jump around to several passages today. But we'll start here. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel." Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." And then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go lie down. If he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling it as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." So, this scripture tells us that words and visions from the Lord were rare at this point in the history of Israel, right? It was a spiritually dry season. God's voice seemed very distant. And then one night, this young boy named Samuel is sleeping in the temple. He hears God call his name, and he runs to Eli, the priest, and he says, "Hey, I heard you called for me." And Eli's like, "No, I didn't." And this happens three times, and finally Eli realizes something, that God is speaking to Samuel. So let's notice something here. Before Samuel ever, it said Samuel did not yet know the Lord, right? The word had not been revealed to him. Before Samuel ever knew God or spoke to God, God was already speaking to Samuel. That's foundational. Listening prayer begins with this truth. God is a speaking God. Throughout Scripture, we see it again and again. God speaks light into existence, and he speaks to Abraham, and he speaks to Moses through a burning bush. He speaks through the prophets, and he speaks through Jesus, and then he speaks through the Holy Spirit. The point is that we're not praying into this void, right? We're not talking into silence. We're talking to a God who speaks back. Imagine you own a radio. Anybody still own a radio? Not in the car? Yeah. You own a radio, but you never turn the dial. You just sit there and assume that no music is playing. The problem is not the radio. The problem is that you haven't tuned it. Radio waves are moving through the air constantly. You just need the right frequency. And in the same way, God is not absent. He's not inactive. He's not disengaged. Most of the time, we simply haven't just tuned in to listen. Listening prayer is adjusting the dial of our attention. But here's the struggle. If God speaks, why is it so hard to hear him sometimes? Or why does it seem like God is quiet sometimes? We're going to try and help answer that at our next stop. We must create space to hear him. Here we find the story of Elijah fleeing into the wilderness from Jezebel. And we used this passage already this year in depth. So we'll pick up in verse 11. Elijah is exhausted at this point. He's burned out. He's discouraged. He runs into the wilderness and he asks God to take his life. After a couple rounds of rest and renewal, or napping and snacking, right? And just sleep, food, repeat. God invites him to stand on the mountain because the Lord is about to pass by. So we're going to pick up in verse 11 through 13. This is 1 Kings 19, 11 through 13. It says this, "The Lord said, 'Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by.' Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went and stood out of the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" So, Elijah, before this, is being super dramatic, and then God just kind of matches his energy, and he sends this powerful wind through the mountains, but he wasn't in the wind. And then he sends this earthquake to shake the ground, but he's not in the earthquake. And then he sends this fire blazing through, but he's not in the fire. And then comes this gentle whisper, and that's when Elijah covers his face, because he knows that God is there. You see, God wasn't in the dramatic things, the big, crazy things. He was in the whisper. And we often expect God to speak in these spectacular ways. We imagine the booming voice from heaven, right? Or the flashing signs or a clear and obvious directions. I mean, how many times have you prayed for something like that? "Show me a sign, Lord, and I'll do it," right? Anybody been there before? Yeah, me too. More often than not, God speaks gently in a whisper. Now, the thing about whispers is they require proximity, right? In other words, if you're not close by, you can't hear a whisper. And that's the point, right? Whisper's not for everybody to hear. Whispers require us to be quiet and to pay attention. See, you guys whisper all the time, and I can hear that whispering's happening, but I can't hear what you're saying, right? That's the point. We have to be close by and paying attention to hear a whisper. And the challenge is that we live in a culture of constant noise. Our phones buzz every few minutes. News streams 24/7. Do you guys remember when you had to wait for the news to come on? What was it like? 5 or 6 o'clock, and then like late, like 11 o'clock, like right before the Tonight Show or whatever. That world's long gone, right? If we want to know something terrible's happening, we just turn on the TV and it'll tell you right away. How about when we drive, podcast or music fills every drive that could be just silent, quiet time. We scroll our phones before bed, and then that's the first thing we reach for before we even get up. In our world, silence feels almost unnatural. But silence is often where God's voice becomes clear. Imagine trying to have a deep conversation at a Colts game, right? Music's playing loud, people are cheering and shouting. Hopefully there's like something, you know, good happening on the field too. You might catch a few words, but you're not going to hear any of it very clearly. Now imagine moving that same conversation onto your front porch in the still of the morning. Suddenly those voices become clearer. Again, the voice didn't change, but the environment did. Listening prayer is stepping outside of the noise. And that might mean turning your phone off for a while. It might mean waking up earlier. It might mean sitting quietly in your car before work. It might mean taking a slow walk without headphones in. God speaks oftentimes in whispers, and whispers require close proximity and a quiet environment. So, we can make space to hear God, but what does it actually mean to hear God? Are we talking audible voices? Are we talking about signs and wonders? The answer, I think, is more obvious than you think. God speaks through Scripture. Hebrews 4:12 tells us, "For the word of God is alive and active." God's primary reliable voice is found in Scripture. That's why we have it, right? Listening prayer is not just about being silent and still. It's about opening up your Bible with a receptive heart. Listen to what Jesus says in John 10, verses 25 through 30. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. He says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Notice how relational that is. My sheep, I know them. They follow me. And for us, there's a very easy way for us to know the voice of Jesus. We can literally open up our Bible and read his words and hear his heart every single day. So many times we'll say things like, I wish I could just hear from God about this. But we haven't actually opened our Bible and looked at any scripture. That's a huge way that God speaks to us. Hearing God is not mechanical, it is relational. When we open scripture attentively, the Holy Spirit often highlights something. A phrase may stand out, or a conviction may surface, or a comfort may settle in your heart, or maybe this confusion that you have starts to clear. It's usually not dramatic, it's often subtle, but it's real. Have you ever been reading a book and then one of the sentences just jumps off the page at you and you really relate to it, and so you've read hundreds of sentences, but this one feels very personal. You underline it, you highlight it, you reread it, and it just lingers in your mind. That's how God speaks through Scripture. You may have read a passage before, but today this one verse feels alive. It meets you exactly where you are. Reading Scripture is a huge part of listening prayer. And not rushing and not skimming or checking off a box, but hearing God through His Word. Reading slowly and asking the Holy Spirit to speak. But we all know listening doesn't just stop at hearing, right? Listening must lead somewhere. And that takes us to number four. Listening leads to obedience. 1 Samuel 3, we're going to pick back up, right? Right where we left off. Samuel says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. But then, if you read on, God gives Samuel a pretty difficult message. Listen to what he says. This is what the Lord says to Samuel. This is why he was calling him in the first place. Verses 11 through 14. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke about his family, from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering. Yikes. That's not a fun message, is it? If you read on, then Samuel has to go and deliver this news about Eli's family to Eli himself. This wasn't a fun message to hear from God, and it required obedience. But Jesus says his sheep listen and they follow. Listening prayer is not about just gathering spiritual information. It's about transformation. See, listening is not about gathering, reading all the books and just reading the scripture, but it's about letting it transform your life. Sometimes what God speaks is comforting. Sometimes it's convicting. He may call you to forgive someone or to apologize or to confess a sin or to take a step of faith. Maybe to let go of something that you're holding on to really tightly. Listening prayer reshapes our lives. Think about using a GPS. It says in 500 feet you need to turn right, but you ignore it. Now you're going to miss your destination. But if you hear it and respond to it and turn right, you're going to get where you're supposed to be going. There's no reason to have your GPS on if you're just going to ignore it. The same way, listening to God's words without obedience doesn't really lead us anywhere. But listening with obedience leads us somewhere new. You see, Samuel didn't just hear, he responded. And then that led him eventually to become one of Israel's greatest prophets. Now, this is not as easy as hearing a sermon and just immediately becoming good at listening prayer. That takes us to our last step, number 5. Listening takes patience and practice. The way our lives are today, it's easy to expect instant results, right? Everything is instantaneous. But learning to recognize God's voice takes time. The more time you spend with God, the more you recognize His tone, and His voice is consistent with His character. His voice aligns with Scripture. His voice produces conviction, but not condemnation. His voice brings peace, but not panic. Listening prayer is cultivated over time with practice and patience. Have you guys been watching the March Madness games? Most of us? All right, cool. It's so loud in some of those arenas. Last night, the Nebraska game, it was loud through the TV. I can't imagine what it would have felt like in that room. Crazy game, too. Awesome game to watch. Anyway, if you asked any of those Nebraska players, or who are they playing? Vanderbilt, yes. If you asked either of those guys, either of the players on either of those teams, to just pick somebody out of the crowd and tell you who's yelling, like which one of these people are yelling or screaming, they couldn't do it, right? But every one of those players could pick out their coach's voice in that arena full of people. Why? Well, first, familiarity, right? They've heard their coach's voice a lot before this moment, before this crazy intense moment. They're familiar with His voice. Second is proximity. They've spent hours huddled up listening to their coach's instructions. And then third, relationship. Relationship. They know their coach's tone. They know his expressions and his tendencies. The same is true with us and God. The more time you spend listening, the more recognizable His voice becomes. So what can we do? What are some practical steps that we can implement this practice of listening prayer into our lives? First, we can begin with stillness. Sit quietly for 3 to 5 minutes. Breathe slowly. Invite the Holy Spirit to speak into your life. 2, we could read a short passage slowly. Choose a short scripture and read it slowly, 2, 3 times. Pay attention to what stands out. The third thing we can do is reflect. Reflect and ask God, what are you trying to tell me? Are you saying something to me in this? Is there something I need to surrender? Is there something I need to let go of? Or is there somebody I need to forgive? Or is there some step I need to take? Is there an invitation here from God? So be still, read, reflect, and then respond. If something becomes clear, we need to act on it. Listening becomes clearer through obedience. Have you ever just really felt like God was telling you to do something, and then it was crazy, right? It didn't make any sense. You're like, whatever, I'm just going to do it. And you did it, right? And turns out God was trying to tell you something, and that obedience opens up so next time it's easier to hear the voice of God and to know what He's asking. Listening becomes clearer through obedience. So stillness, scripture, reflection, response. That's our action plan for this week. God is not silent. He's not distant. He's not uninterested. He is a speaking Father. Perhaps the greatest breakthrough in your prayer life won't come from speaking better words to God or asking for the right thing, but from better listening. So tonight or tomorrow morning or sometime this week, find a quiet place. Slow down. Open Scripture. And maybe even pray the simple prayer of a young boy named Samuel. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And then, just listen. Would you pray with me this morning? God, help us to be a people who listen. Help our prayers to not just be one-sided conversations. Help us not to ask for something and then move along with our day and forget about it. Help us to be still this week. Help us to dive into your word. Help us to actually reflect on what it is that you're trying to tell us, and help us to take that step in obedience. That's what prayer is culminating to. We can't thank you enough for wanting a relationship with us. Help us to foster that relationship with prayer, with communication, not just speaking, but also listening. Help us be so familiar with your voice that we can't mistake it. God, we thank you for the work you're doing in our lives. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for grace and mercy. And we thank you for prayer, for this relationship that you want from us. God, we just ask that you would go with us as we leave this place. Help us to be a people of listening prayer. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Worship team is going to sing a song. Our altars here are always open. If you felt God speak to you this morning and you want to respond, it's a great place to do that. Would you stand and worship with us? And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, today's a great day to take that step.